Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Okay, guys, welcome to what will be an end of an era, not us.
Oh.
But this will be the last podcast ever do in this little setup that, which by the way, was always meant to be temporary. This was like one of those times where I was like, guys, I don't have like a setup yet. So we're just going to do it in my living room and in my kitchen. And then like it just always remained. And it kind of looks like I'm starting a cooking show because the background is my kitchen.
Oh, it's an end of an era. Congratulations for everything
Thank
you've been
you
through in this home.
So much, yeah. Caitlin. We have Caitlin Bristow on the podcast. You guys, I've heard your screams, your desires, your absolute manic messages to me to have her on the podcast, and I am delivering nothing other than this beauty right here in my home, drinking Spade and Sparrows.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Thank you for having me over. I feel like this is like an iconic little room right here.
Oh, I do love it. It's nice. It's gonna be all packed up into pods very shortly. I'm so excited to move. I'm not excited about the like awkward little like month in between era where I have to put all my stuff in storage. Luckily, by the grace of the gods and our friend Worth and Kat, I was able to find a intermediate situation for the month, which I'm so thankful for. But
So you have a month of
my these owners kicked me out, and like I like begged and pleaded, and they were like $10 million in your firstborn child's head and you can stay, and I was like, I'm out of here.
No way.
Yeah, but so for a month I had to put all my stuff in storage for a month. It's just like really Rosé is nice to have.
I've got you covered.
But it's okay, yeah. And it's been a great house, honestly. It's always
really cute.
Look, there's one of the ants I was talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we'll just let them.
Do you get All-American Pest Control every 3 weeks?
I get Mosquito. I get Mosquito Joe to come out.
Mosquito Joe.
Mosquito Joe is his name. It's really great and it's really reliable. And mosquitoes love me. Do you ever go? Do mosquitoes like you, or are you
no,
one
they
of those
don't.
Bitches? Oh, and then, you know why I know? Because you're tan and hot. They don't like tan hot people.
Come on.
Because
you're tan and hot.
It's fake tan.
So is mine.
No, you have olive skin.
Okay, fine.
And don't deny it.
But wait, Jason is tan, olive skin, hot, and mosquitoes eat him alive.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah. So your theory sucks.
Mythbusters. Yeah. Okay. Well, I just feel like it's always bitches like me that are just getting eaten alive by mosquitoes. And here's the thing. I know they bite me. So like I wear on it's like the least sexy thing ever. I would love to like be wearing these like chic little like negligees on like vacation with James when we go to like St. Lucia. But instead I wear like long sleeves, long johns like I should get one of those because I was going to say I always cover up and they still bite my face.
And they need to make some sort of bug spray that actually smells nice. Everything smells like I don't know.
It's
like
really
it
foul.
Offends my nostrils every
time.
Well,
and it's just like such bad chemicals, and I'm always like, I don't care.
Yeah,
like rub it on, slather it on. But the chemicals take my spray tan off. It's honestly a lose-lose.
Wow,
I know.
That's tough.
It's really tough. I've got a lot going on. I've got a lot going on right now, and I'm just not okay. Mosquitoes, the summertime. Yeah, so Mosquito Joe comes, and Taylor and Mike, they don't get bit by mosquitoes, tan and hot, and they don't spray for mosquitoes at their house, and I always tell them that they're poor. I'm like, you're fucking broke. You fucking don't spray for mosquitoes because y'all are poor.
And bugs are bad in Nashville.
Yeah, I know. And they're like, shut up, Shannon. And I'm like, if you don't get this house sprayed for mosquitoes, I will not come over here anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm serious.
Why would you?
And Taylor always like, Mike, shut the door. Like, you know, Shannon and mosquitoes. And I'm like, I'm serious. This house is not a home.
Hey, but I'm not like eaten alive by them, but I get bit once in a while. Does that count?
No, bitch.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
I get like bitten every once in a while by an ant.
An ant? Ants bite?
What?
Oh, shit.
Surely you knew that. Did they have them in Canada?
ants?
Yeah. Not like, surely you know ants bite, right?
Yeah, but they're nice in Canada. They don't bite.
Of course they are. They're like, sorry. Oops, excuse me, sorry.
They like make their way around you. Yeah, they're like, they don't want to bother you.
Yeah. That's so funny. Okay, I needed to bring this up because I was just telling producer Courtney before you got here. You are the OG podcaster. Like, podcasts began and end in my mind with you. And you and I were talking about this beforehand because you just celebrated 6 years of Off the Vine, your incredible podcast. And I am like, I think you were such a pioneer of entertainment podcasts.
Wow.
Beforehand, I think they were just like basically educational. And I think you should go back and find a timestamp of like when yours came out and then look and see what other entertainment podcasts came out, because I feel like it wasn't a lot.
I started my podcast because of Kelty Knight. Do you know who that is?
No.
She's from the Lady Gang podcast.
Oh, I do. Okay, yeah, yeah.
And she is, I grew up actually, her mom and my mom were best friends, and I grew up dancing with her.
No way.
It was bizarre. And then she went on The Bachelor and got kicked off like week one.
Oh.
And then when I asked her about going on, she's like, don't do it. It was the worst career move of my life.
She went on before you.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
And then she was like trying to convince me to not do it, and I did it anyways, thank God. But yeah, she was the one that suggested I get into podcasting because they were just getting into the podcast space, and she was saying that it's like really becoming a thing with entertainment. And I always wanted a radio show since I was little.
Oh,
and I was like,
cute.
That's my radio show.
Your podcast was before you had your podcast before the Bachelor?
No.
When did you go on The Bachelor? 8 years ago?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Bachelorette was like 2015-16. And then I started my podcast 2017.
We moved to Nashville, I think, around the same time, right?
Probably.
In 2015?
I moved 2016, yeah.
Okay, yeah. But oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember seeing, you know, I have this, like, really vivid memory of you because you were, like, super famous when you moved here because you had just come up.
Right.
You moved here because Sean, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's why, so I remember being like, oh, my God, that is that, because I feel like the star power of Bachelor, Bachelorette was like a little, like, not to shade any like current ones, but yeah. I feel like back then it was like the end all be all.
Right.
And I was like, holy fuck, there's that Bachelorette girl, Caitlin. And then you had gotten on stage, we were at Tin Roof, and you had at the time my friend dated Chase Rice, and he was there singing or something, I think, and you like took the mic and got up stage and sang. And I was that like thinking right. You were going to be funny, but then you actually had a really good voice.
Did I though?
Yeah. Yes.
No, I don't believe you because back
then.
Yeah,
because I remember thinking like, oh, she has such big balls. Like I would never just get up and be like funny to sing. And then it was like, I remember being like, it was good.
Back then I would just get blackout and like go up on honky tonks. And then I started taking singing lessons and my voice coach was like, don't ever do that again. Like what if somebody's in the room and you just blow it? And they are like, no, I've heard her sing
before. I was there and I've been singing your praises. Caitlin Bristow, great voice from the moment I met her.
I don't know about that. But that's I remember funny. I'd always do that. Sean and I would go to freaking every honky tonk every weekend. And now I'm like, how did I do that?
Yeah, there's a lot of things that I used to do that I'm like, how the fuck did I used to do that? And I say on my podcast a lot that like every person that's like, oh, you just wait till you're my age. And you're like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Like whatever. No, they're right. They're 100% right.
Not only do I not get eaten by mosquitoes, I don't get hangovers.
You don't? See, I always said I didn't get hangovers and people would always be like, you just wait. And I'd be like, I'm like pretty sure that I'm just like, I'm always dehydrated. We were talking about this. Like,
I'm always dehydrated.
I'm just like never, I don't ever feel bad. And then as of lately, I've been drinking the same alcohol, the same amount, like really nice tequila.
And you still get hungover?
No. And it just came out of nowhere. Like I just was like out of nowhere. I used to just throw up like when I would get drunk.
Oh God, no.
Which would be like not ideal, but like I would just be like, I'd wake up the next morning and be like, who wants to go to brunch? And everyone would be like, what the fuck, you slept on the bathroom floor? And I'd be like, so,
oh my god.
And
gosh.
now I like maybe throw up, maybe don't, and now I wake up in the morning and I'm like tell my children I love them. Like I'm like not okay. I'm not fucking okay.
I have never in my whole life thrown up from drinking, knock on wood,
not
once.
And you don't get hungover? I feel like everyone told me bizarre. I didn't get hungover because I threw up.
I'm an anomaly. I don't understand it. Once in a while, I'll get hungover and it'll hit me and I'll be like, what? No, not today.
Yeah.
But as long as I sleep 8 hours, I'm okay.
Wow. I really, truly think that your body doesn't see alcohol as poison, which it is. It's delicious poison. Mm-hmm. Every time I'm throwing up from alcohol, I'm literally like in my drunken stupor throwing up. I'm like, of course I'm throwing up. It's poison. I'm like, I've literally poisoned myself. Of course I'm throwing up. My body's rejecting it.
Kat clearly has not told you about my biggest phobia.
Throw up?
Yeah.
And me, I'm like, bleh, bleh,
bleh. Like gagging noises. I'm like, oh God. Oh, no. Like, I have a huge phobia of throw up to the point where I get nervous every time I eat sushi. Throw up. I hate it more. I would rather feel nauseous for 48 hours than throw up once and feel better.
You're lying. Nobody, nope. Nobody thinks that.
People with the phobia, there's a name for us.
Your phobia is you throwing up, not other people.
Any throw up. Cartoon throw up bothers me.
Really?
Like, I remember there's this Family Guy episode where everyone was just vomiting in the living room like the whole time. Gross. And I was like, and I was that like so gross. Upset by it. Yeah, it's a whole thing. There's a name for it.
Yeah, what's the...
It starts with an E.
Emetophobia?
Yeah.
Emetophobia.
I have that.
You have it.
Yeah.
So when's the last time you threw up? Sorry, there's fruit flies.
It's okay. I'm vomit-free since 93.
No. That's the year I was born. I bet you threw up on November 22nd, 1993. Shannon comes into the world.
I actually threw up after a Revolve trip because I got food poisoning on the plane home.
And you had to.
You threw up on a plane? No. So on the plane, I was like... not feeling well, but I was like, well, that's first class. I better get red wine. So I like drink red wine.
A sentiment that I understand fully.
Of course. And I'm like taking advantage of all the snacks and the food. And then I get
into- I could be a billionaire one day and I'd be like, oh, you're serving food, a 3-course meal. I just ate. Obviously, I'll take it.
Same. It could be like we're having the like plain tuna. And yeah. I'm like,
It's free though. It comes with this seat.
Yeah.
That sounds luxe.
Yeah, it's chic. And so I got in the car on the way home and I was looking at Cleo and I'm like, I've never felt like this and I feel like I'm going to faint. And then we're at a red light and I just open up the door. I was
really?
Yeah, it was terrible. It was really bad.
Wow.
And that was the last time. And that was, let's say that was 4 years ago.
That's nuts. You said you got food poisoning. You weren't like drunk or anything.
No.
That's crazy. If I have to throw up, like if I'm like even just a little bit nauseous and I visually see porcelain, I'm like,
really?
Because like the toilet, I don't know if the toilet grosses me out or what, but like
I'm not
a pukey girl. Like I don't throw up often, but like I was always the girl in my friend group that if she drank too much, like my body rejects like alcohol, like in that sense. It's like, we're not gonna make you have the spins all night and be hungover the next morning.
I don't
even get the
spins. I don't know what's wrong with me. And I like Jason will be like, where does it go in your body? Because
your earlobes.
That's why they're so big.
That's why that's where she keeps all of her secrets. If this fruit, I'm gonna have to kill this fruit fly. Sorry. You know what? That's really crazy. I feel like you were destined to create an alcohol brand then, because like alcohol, your body is like, we love it.
I know. It's sometimes I'm like, I kind of wish I got like that because my fear of puking is so extreme. That if I had that, I wouldn't drink as much. Mm. But now I'm like, well, I might as well drink a bottle of wine. There's zero consequence. I feel great the next day.
There's no consequence. Wow, what a life. Honestly.
Yeah.
Okay, well, my consequences are hitting me lately, and it's kind of a bummer.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I should come out with a hangover pill.
Oh, I'd buy it. Okay. I am the consumer. I will buy anything. It's crazy.
Me too.
So I've told y'all that I'm trying to save money recently. I am trying to be better about it, okay? But the cold hard facts are that I am simply always going to be buying food, things for my new house, and just straight up like everyday items like deodorant or toothpaste, right? Like I need these things. I've got to have those things. Also, maybe a little treat for myself every once in a while. Okay, sue me. But the trick that I've been using lately is Ibotta, because you get cash back on all these things that you were already going to buy anyways. It's like free money. And with inflation right now, I think we can all agree that something as simple as uploading your receipt when you get back home from shopping is an easy enough task. When doing that means that you get the money to spend and use towards something fun. The average Ibotta user gets up to $120 a year in just straight up cash back from shopping. That's a flight somewhere or a fancy steak dinner that you won't feel so guilty about. And it's just so easy. That's the thing about Ibotta. They give you real cash back, not all these point situations that other apps do. Real money, the green stuff that we know and love. You can put it in your bank account, PayPal, gift cards, whatever. But it's money, not points. Places that I use Ibotta the most are Sephora, you know, I'm a makeup queen, Lowe's for stuff for my house, Best Buy for my business expenses, and so many more. And right now, Ibotta is offering my listeners $5 just by trying Ibotta by using the code PROBABLY when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play and download the free Ibotta app and use code PROBABLY. That's Ibotta in the Google Play or App Store and use code PROBABLY. Like, I see it. Oh my gosh, I actually am obsessed with your.
Actually, you're really bad.
No, I'm really bad. Mm-hmm. But I love your. It's currently a highlight on her Instagram. If you go look at Ken, K-E-N, Can You Not, the dress that you bought. Do you know how many times I've fallen victim to that?
Yes.
Like
the what you order online versus what you get in the mail.
Yeah. Sometimes I don't even share them because I know for fear that I know the general public will be like, you are a dumb bitch.
100%. I am a dumb bitch all the time, but. Oh, did you see that TikTok or something? It's like, you are a dumb bitch with a really big heart.
That's really me. That's me. I always say on this podcast, I'm like, sometimes I think I'm smart. Sometimes I'm like, well, I've really got my life together. Look at me being 29, doing all these things. I'm so intelligent. And then I always forget how big of a dumb bitch I really am.
I'm 37 and I have not gotten any smarter.
God, you really don't look 37. It's kind of crazy.
I'm 38 next month.
Really?
Yeah, I'm scared.
When's your birthday?
June 19th.
Why would you be scared of 38? It's like the same thing as 37.
Because it's just that much closer to 40, which I feel like I'm supposed to have.
40 will be so sick. Don't you like get excited?
I am excited for 40.
If you look like you look, I'd be like, I would want to be 40 sooner.
I'm excited for 40. I'm not scared of the age 40. I'm scared of my eggs just being so shriveled and not having kids and like.
Do you want to carry your own kids?
Yes.
You feel really passionate about carrying them yourself?
Really passionate about carrying my own children. I mean, if I can't.
No, my best friend Taylor's very passionate about bearing children and carrying them herself. So
I feel like I would be one of those where I would just like be so spiritual about it.
Oh, I could see that. If someone like offered to carry mine, I'd be like, oh my God, I would love that. What a sweet treat. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, sure. Oh my God. Yeah.
Oh, I'm just like. No.
That's really sweet, though, that you want to bond with
And it. I also have severe body dysmorphia, so that says a lot that I would.
You really want the connection. Oh, that's really sweet.
I do.
Well, I think, listen, my current boyfriend, his mom had a daughter at 40. And
really?
Oh, my God. She's, like, fucking killing it. She still looks fabulous. She had the most healthy, beautiful baby girl. Three boys before the boy. I mean, it was just, like,
I'm not saying 40's too old to have a baby. I just.
You worry about yourself. Yeah,
I worry about myself and I'm nervous. Even though I have my eggs frozen, I'm still nervous that my body is not going to do what it's supposed to do. But I am excited to turn 40 because every year in my 30s, I definitely get more confident.
Yeah.
Just as dumb, but more confident in my stupidity.
The conviction that I hold over the dumb shit I say is otherworldly.
Yeah.
I say so many incorrect things with such conviction that I believe them. I am so delulu, like I'm so delusional that I really believe myself. Yeah, but I think that if you are as passionate as you are, which I can really like feel through you, like that you really want to have kids, like you will. Like
the universe. Every psychic I talk to.
The universe will give you that.
Is like you have a little girl that's on the way. Like whenever you're ready, I'm like, oh,
see, I love that.
And then I'm like, am I ready?
One of my best friends is literally a psychic Anna Grace. She's on the podcast all the time. And I asked her one time, oh my God, yeah, you've got to get in to see her. I was going to say her waiting list is really long, but she is technically like a celebrity medium. So you can probably skip it.
Oh, cool. I've had some on my podcast and it always like, I'm like sobbing.
No, she's incredible. I met producer Courtney through Anna Grace. Is she not the most incredible person ever? You don't have to like, James is so not woo-woo. Like, yeah, he's just not.
Is Jason.
And you like, I remember the first time we like all sat down, Anna Grace was staying here because she lives in Florida now. And she started talking about
Anna Grace is the psychic
one? Yeah. Did I not say that part? Yeah, Anna Grace. Oh my God, yes.
I thought you met this person through Anna Grace.
No, met producer Courtney through Anna Grace. Anna Grace is psychic. She's a medium.
I met her on the 4th of July.
Yeah, she reads the Akashic Records. Do you know what those are, the Akashic Records?
No.
She's like, I didn't know until I met her either. It's
can
like,
you ask her questions for me?
Oh my God, 100%. She's read me one time. I was kind of a little worried because she is my best friend. Yeah. So I was like, will you be biased and not know? But like, it's just so crazy because it's all so like definitive. You just like, no, you just believe her. You just look at her and you're like, oh, you're not trying to convince me of anything.
Right.
Like she's not, when James sat here and she talked about like her gifts and whatever, I was like, this is going to like most likely go in the realm of like, okay. James would never be disrespectful, but he would definitely like, be like, you know what, to each their own. Yeah. I personally don't like literally believe a word she just said, but like to each their own. Oh my God, when we left, he's like, wow, how amazing that she really truly just like has this gift. Like, it's so crazy. And I was like, what? Like, you're a believer. You're such a skeptic. Like,
I love that.
Yeah.
Jason's a skeptic. And I'm like,
he's a numbers guy. Of course he's a skeptic.
Yeah. He's too like practical.
Yeah. Logical.
On Dancing with the Stars, we were going to grab a Chipotle bowl and he was like going in and I just saw this random lady on the side of the street who was like 75 and like crystals everywhere and she was like so hippy dippy and I was like so attracted to going to sit there. I was like, oh my God. I was like, you get my bowl. And I went and sat down with her and she was like, she had no idea who I was because she was just starting to talk to me. And like, this girl doesn't even own a TV. Like, she was just so brilliant. And she goes, something really big is going to happen for you in November. And I was like,
what was in November? That's when I won the mirror ball.
What, were you already doing Dancing with the Stars? Yeah. So you knew November was like...
I knew November would be the finale. And I was like, really? And she was like, she's like, I feel like it's going to be on TV.
She's like, I feel like something crazy is going to happen. You need to prepare yourself. Have you ever seen TV?
And she, yeah, and she was like so excited for me, and I didn't give her anything because I just wanted to see if she kept going. But she knew me to my core. It was bizarre.
I love that. And you know what? There will always be people like, not someone like Jason, because I don't know what Jason sent them, but there will always be people where they're like, she obviously knew who you were. And it's like, no, like, you know, when you see someone, you're like, no, this bitch woman had no idea.
No idea.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, you're in LA and blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm not like a A-list celebrity. Yeah. I was on a reality show 7 years before that.
You're definitely B-list, I think. You don't think?
Shannon.
What's B-list?
B-list is like A-list is Brad Pitt.
Oh, okay.
B-list is like, now I'm blanking on who would be
like
B-list.
Like, would Kristen Cavallari be B-list?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then
she'd be like B-C.
Really?
Well, because I picture B-like. So what do you consider yourself? Like, oh, okay.
B is like up-and-coming stars like Sydney Sweeney, or is she A-list? She's A-list.
Sydney Sweeney's A-list.
Okay.
B is like, you're still Hollywood, but everyone knows you.
Okay.
And C is like really big-time reality stars.
Oh, so you consider yourself a C-list.
No, I consider myself D.
Whatever. What you are, like, you are the Bachelor franchise.
Yeah, but...
What, you know you are. What do you are?
I
you
guess
are.
So.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
D,
no, you are.
E seems... It was,
bitch, no, I'm J, which is fine. And I'm like, cool, I'm out here rocking with the J's, and the J's are rocking with me. But I would definitely, if C's are the really important reality stars, you're C, my girl.
Well...
Congrats. Congrats with a C.
I don't think so.
I think you are.
I just have never thought that. Like, even when...
It would be hard to say what you are. It's way easier to be self-deprecating. I'm like, I'm a J, LOL. Like, mostly, I'm probably more like a G. But, like, if I'm being self-deprecating and funny in my podcast, I'm like, I'm an L.
I'm like, I feel like I'd be like the E of podcasting. Mm-mm. I don't know. I am like...
Whatever. We can hype you up
later.
We'll
just say I'm humble.
She's an H. Okay. Fair.
H for humble.
I'm going to need you guys to take these next things I'm about to say very seriously, because if you know me or follow me at all, then you know that I am the self-proclaimed, government-confirmed, 7-time award-winning queen of packing. Seriously, I am. And I have made just about every mistake that you can possibly make with luggage. I've tried them all so that you don't have to. And bar none, the best on the market is Base. It's like Shay Mitchell, who's the creator of Base, just reached into my brain and plucked out every single damn it that I have said in regards to anything packing or travel related. And then... they fixed it. The way that this luggage will solve all of your problems is insane. Beginning with my personal favorite aspect, the overweight indicator. Tell me why there's literally nothing more embarrassing than holding up a baggage line while every single Judge Judy in the airport looks at the 15 pairs of underwear that you packed for a 2-day trip because your bag was overweight and now you gotta sit there and unzip your bag on the floor and take things out of it. Not anymore. The Base luggage has this little red dot that'll come up if your luggage is overweight. Iconic. It has got this like squishy, almost like stress ball material cushion on the underside of the handle for comfort while you pull it. And it glides like a dream, because there's nothing worse than a suitcase that doesn't roll right. It's like getting a grocery cart that doesn't roll right. It just ruins your time. Then the Weekender bag is iconic as an add-on to your luggage because it just slides right over to sit on top, and every interior pocket you could literally think of. Favorite thing for sure, though, is the genius underneath zipper compartment that shoes go in to save space. It's like, who thought of this? It's so good. Literally, they just thought of everything. But functionality aside, we've all seen Shay Mitchell, and she's about the most fabulous and fashionable gal there is. So you already know that Base luggage is chef's kiss on the aesthetic side of things. Like, it looks so chic, so trendy, and it always matches the vibe. And we're always trying to be a vibe when we're traveling, you know? I simply will just never use anything but Base luggage. They also just came out with so many cute colors in addition to their amazing classic colorways. I could honestly just talk about them for hours, but I'll get to the discount, okay? Right now, Base is offering our listeners 15% off your first purchase by visiting basetravel.com/probably. Go to basetravel.com/probably for 15% off your first purchase. That's BEIS travel.com/probably. How do we know each other? Everyone was asking me that on my podcast or on my questionnaire. They're like, how did you guys meet? Was it through Worth and Kat? Or was it just because, like I said, where I was like, oh my God, I know that girl.
It's a really great question.
I actually thought to myself, I bet Caitlin doesn't know.
I don't know.
I think I
Maybe we knew we were all out one night
of each other, but then I definitely got to know you through Worth and Cat.
Yeah, yeah, that's okay. True.
Right?
Yeah, I would say that. You were out one night, and I was with, like, the very Cavallari group, and you were friends with them.
I remember
the
night.
Like, we're on some rooftop at, like, Losers. Or Winners.
Oh, my
Losers.
God, I remember this night. This night was, actually, I won't even bring it up anymore.
Really? Oh, it was a bad one?
No, it's fine, actually. Me, I'm like, I'm so not mysterious. I'm like, fine, I'll bring it up again. it was a night in which, after that, I had seen the girl that was on the show, Brittany, that, like, does her and I just, like, had a little bit of a falling out, whatever. Yeah. And after that night, I remember seeing her being like, oh, my God, so great. I'm, like, seeing her out more. It's, like, getting very normal. Like,
I feel like you guys were talking.
We were. Okay. It's very nice. Okay. Was, like, we love the normality. And then, like, later on, because Nashville is such a small, big town, later on someone told me that she was, like, why is she everywhere? Like, can she just go away? Like, she's always everywhere that I'm at. Like, I don't want to see her. I don't want to speak to her. It's exhausting. I want to, which, to be fair, like, everyone's allowed to say, I don't want for that person in my life. Right. Like, you're allowed to be like, I don't. But I'm like, we were at Losers. All of your friends are my friends. Like,
yeah.
I remember just being really upset and hurt about it, because I was like, I thought we were, like, getting along and, like, showing the world wrong. Like,
right.
Like, we're friends. We could be, like, acquaintances.
And then she was like, skirt.
Yeah, and I was like, but then I, like, did a, like, thing that I do sometimes where I just, like, spat, not skinny but not fat.
Oh.
She had me on her podcast literally.
And, yeah, she'll
get
it out of you.
The week after, and I always, well, yeah, Amanda will always get everything out of you, but it was such, like, good, bad timing, because, like, anytime I ever spoke about, like, very Cavallari and anyone, I was always, like, really nice, and I was like, you know, like, we were fighting on camera, but honestly, like, she's a great person, whatever, and I went on her podcast, and I was like, well, honestly, I recently just found out that she apparently, like, I was like, the apparently person, the little boy that's like, apparently. I was like, well, apparently, I just, like, spat off, and she did not like that I talked about it on such a big podcast, which, you know what, fair.
I do that too. I did that on hers too, because I had three or two shots of tequila before I went on her podcast.
Love.
And then I was like, what do you want to know?
What do you want to know? She's like, everything.
Yeah.
Like, I'll give it to you.
I'll give it to you. You want it? I'll give it to you.
That is so funny. What a good, I mean, she's a great one. I always think about, like, really big celebrities, like, which podcast they would choose to, like, divulge information. I'm like, it's got to be a good one.
Well, Call Her Daddy gets everything and everyone. And I just, I want to know how. Do they pay their guests, or does it, has she just gotten one good guest and then the rest come on?
I think she is who she is because, like, of all the scandal that happened, and then she became such a huge name that everyone knows the shock factor that comes with going on Call Her Daddy is, like, the pinnacle. However, I will say something that I've noticed, and I could be super wrong, and no one will listen to this podcast, so that will probably correct me from her team, but because I'm an L-lister, but I do think that, like, a lot of people that go on her podcast, which makes sense, like, are releasing a book or coming out with it, whatever, which
that's true.
I get that's why you're going on a podcast, but I think it's pretty somewhat obvious that, like, PR people and publicists are handing her a list of questions and being like, you can't deviate from this, because, like, some of the stuff I'm like, oh, this feels like a very prepared interview, like, not in a, like, a, it seems very, very Katie Couric, and, like, I don't like when podcasts are like that.
I know, when they're more
conversational and stuff, so.
But even some of them, like, Gwyneth Paltrow was pretty open and
on Call Her Daddy.
Yeah,
but to me,
I always just see clips. I never listened to it.
Gwyneth strikes me as one of the only celebrities that if she was like, okay, so do you guys have a list of things, Gwyneth would be like, no, ask me whatever.
Really?
Gwyneth strikes me as someone that would be like, I'm down with whatever. Yeah, she talks about just, like, only eating bone broth for, like, 12 hours out of the day. So, like, she doesn't care. She's like, where was she just on a podcast where she's like, oh my God, the 90s, how fun. Talk about doing blow with no one noticing, like, elite. And she was like on the late night show, and everyone was like, what the fuck?
I kind of like that.
Yeah, dude, I fuck with it. But I'm like, she just, like, strikes me as someone who's just like, eh, whatever.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Gwyneth,
I know.
Who would be your dream podcast guest?
Actually, people always ask me this, and I'm always like,
me too, and I'm,
I always like, freeze, like, who could you, if you have dinner with anyone dead or alive? I'm like, I don't know. My mom, I love her. we always have the best time. Love her food. I don't know. Like someone really cool and big. Like, I would like to talk to Miley Cyrus on Instagram. People tell us we have the same voice all the time.
I can see that.
So that could be cool. Maybe we would do audio only and no one would know who was talking.
Wait, you do sound like her.
People always have told me that my whole life. Like, when I was, like, 12. Like, you sound like Hannah Montana.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I just heard it.
I don't know if it's
the
inflection in our voice.
People tell me that I look like her all the time.
Oh, I could see that.
And me back in the day and her back in the day, we did look alike. Like, us now, we might look a little different. But, like, when she was...
Oh, my God, you do look like her.
Really?
No one ever tells me I look like anyone. Never once. Oh, that's a lie. Once a year, and I drive it so hard into the ground that it's the most obnoxious thing in the world. Once a year, someone random will be like, you know, you look like Jessica Biel. And I'm always like,
I could see that.
I don't personally see it. I want to see it so bad, but I don't see it. But I always will screenshot it, post it on my story, and be like, my yearly reminder that I am Justin Timberlake's wife. Just your reminder that I look like her.
I feel like Justin Timberlake sucks, though.
No, I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, but Jessica Biel seems awesome.
She does seem awesome.
I sat across from her at a restaurant in Vancouver when I was like,
cool,
25, I want to say. And I remember staring at her. It was like this booth, and then the door way and then another booth, but it was glass, so we could see each other through the entrance. And I remember like staring at her and going, wow, that girl has no makeup on and she is a 10.
What a treat.
And then me, I was like,
full rimmed, could never.
Oh, then I realized she was like, this bitch is staring at me. And then I realized who she was, and I was like,
oh, you didn't know who she was when you were, no, just like, she's beautiful.
And then I figured it out later, and I was like, oh god.
Oh well, that's even a funnier concept, that you're like, what a gorgeous person, I can't, like, she should be a celebrity, and then like is a celebrity.
I get anywhere from like Miley Cyrus to a girl from like Flipper Flop Home Show to like Megan Fox if I'm really dolled up. And
I can see the Megan Fox one. Did you meet her at the Sports Illustrated thing?
No, I wanted to get a photo. Same thing with like the shit dress that you order online and you get what you get in the mail. I wanted to take one with Megan and her look like a 10. And then I was like,
that would have been really funny.
And I'm Judy. I wanted to be like this like toe beside her.
No, you would never look like a toe beside her. But I understand the concept of the funny, and that would have been funny.
It would have been funny. But did you see like the Machine Gun Kelly? No.
Oh, yeah, so
in the party she was, but we were on the red carpet at the same time because I knew to show up late.
You knew she'd show up late, so you showed up late.
Yeah.
Smart. Oh my god, I'm like perpetually punctual. I'm like always on time.
I'm always late, and I'm
classic fucking G-lister. Yeah, I'm like, I'm early. They're like, perfect.
Go ahead. Go on in. Start the party.
I was at a Revolve red carpet thingy one time, or like it was an event. I don't know. And I like got invited by Revolve. I was there for Revolve. And then there was like a step and repeat kind of area where like all the celebs were going. And I was like, I think someone did pull me aside. I think I was like, oh, could I grab one of those? And they're like, of course, of course. And then when I went up there, I had my friend. I was like, get a little BTS of like the photographer's taking my photo, asking my name, whatever. She's like, perfect, on it. And so thank God I asked her to grab BTS, because I'm not kidding. The second I walked up, and this is Revolve, like it's not that big of a deal. Right. The second I walked up there, the photographers were like, oh, perfect, we can take a break. And they like all put their cameras down. Like I could tell the girl, the like Revolve like connect, like liaison was even like, oh guys, pretend like I was like, and then I just was like, my friend that was there, I was like, perfect, could you come closer to take the photos? And she was like, of course. And we just like played along, but I was like I was like, wow,
I love a humbling moment though.
Yeah, I'm no Olivia Culpo, but like, could you take a fucking photo, just one? Could you even just pretend to be like, what's your name?
I know, like, don't put your cameras down.
It's not Getty Images, they're just going to like some little Dropbox they're giving us. Like, could you give me the Dropbox link?
One thing about me, I am absolutely not trying to go to the grocery store. Mostly because, like, why is it that you feel like you always run into everyone that you don't want to see when you're at the grocery store? You know what I mean? Like, hello, my ex-boyfriend and three different girls who hate me. Okay, but honestly, besides that point, it is just not convenient. I am totally team have your groceries delivered, especially because it cuts out all the unnecessary purchases that I tend to make when I'm strolling aimlessly down the aisles, also grocery shopping hungry, all that is just, it's dicey. So my favorite thing to use is Thrive Market. I've been using them for years now, and it's my favorite because it also ensures that I'm ordering healthy groceries. I'm also a huge snacker, so like if I'm gonna be snacking, I wanna be snacking healthy. There really are so many healthy alternatives to food that I've discovered while using Thrive's grocery subscription service. Some of my favorite brands they have are Amy's, their mac and cheese can do no wrong, Four Sigmatic, Primal Kitchen, The Honest Kitchen, and tons more. They also have way more than just food, by the way. They've got bath, body, beauty, all of it, delivered right to your door and with some serious savings. Now, me personally, I'm like a real visual kind of gal, so when I'm on Thrive Market's website, I love that they show you the amount you're saving on your groceries right there on the website. They even tell you the percentage off that it is. You really do get such better prices with Thrive than you would at any normal grocery store. My last order had a total savings summary of 34%. Like, that's so much money off. They've also got a price match guarantee, which I love. You can curate your shopping experience too to your dietary preferences as well. So that saves so much time. If you only want to see like gluten-free options, keto-friendly, non-toxic cleaning supplies, etc., boom, just click of a button, enter that in, and it'll tailor the website pages to show you just that. My favorite thing about Thrive Market though is knowing that when you join, you are helping a family in need with their one-for-one membership matching program. You join, and they give someone who needs help the groceries to feed their families. I truly love when I see big businesses giving back like that, so Thrive Market,
amazing, amazing thing you're doing. I also have a discount code for you guys, of course. Join Thrive Market today and get 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. Go to thrivemarket.com/probably for 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/probably. thrivemarket.com/probably.
That actually was something that I was very surprised at when I was standing there, because I saw a girl while I was walking in that I knew, and she was going in line to go on the red carpet. Mm-hmm. And she was like, Kaylin, and we like gave a hug, and they were like, we're shutting down the carpet. And I was like, let's go in. And then the girl that was running the carpet was like, Kaylin Brissa, you want to go? And I was like, yes.
For the Sports Illustrated thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
And I was like, yes. And I was so shooky when all the photographers were taking photos, because I was like, they don't fucking know who I am.
Yes,
and
they do.
Well, no, one guy was like, what's your name again?
Well, it's nice that they ask.
But the lady's supposed to be there, like, telling the names.
Yeah, true.
But then all the cameras stopped and, like, moved over, and everyone was like, da-da! And I was like, oh, God. And then I looked, and it was Machine Gun Kelly, and I was like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay.
That makes sense.
Okay.
And he, like, looked at me, and I was like, no, you go ahead. He's like, I'm so sorry. And I was like, no, you go ahead.
The video was so nice. Anytime he's, like, really nice like that, I'm like, aw, Coulson.
Oh, I know. And like, they were calling him Coulson. What's his real last name? Baker. They're like, Mr. Baker. And I was like,
Mr. Baker?
Yeah.
LOL.
They're like, Mr. Baker, look over here. And I was like, who the shit? And I was like, oh, Machine Gun Kelly, Mr. Baker. And then I don't know why I do this, but when I met the Kardashians, I bowed down to them. And I did the same to him. And I was like, no, you go, you go.
Those are valuable people. I like that.
No, I like to play it cool. That was not cool.
Yeah, I do. Actually, I was listening to your podcast with Amanda. And when she was like, she's so funny because she's so like literal. And she really does like make you think when she was like, well, like, you were like, yeah, I got this job at a restaurant to like kind of like get my foot in the door and meet all these famous people. And she's like, so what would you do when you meet them? You're like, oh, nothing. I'd pretend I didn't know him. She's like, so how is that helping you? And you're like, but your mindset was the same as mine, where I would be like, no, because they'll be like, she's so cool, chill, and hot, and totally could be the star of our movie. Why don't we invite her to come sit down with us? They'll get another waiter. Like,
yes.
I live in DeLulu world like that.
Me too. That so same thing happened.
I get that.
Brett Ratner, do you know who that is?
No, who is it?
He's like this big director in Hollywood like years ago. He did like X-Men and all these big movies, and he was really good friends with Michael Jackson, and he came and sat in the restaurant I worked in, and all these people kept coming out to me and be like, Brett Ratner wants you to be in his movies. And I was like, here we go.
Oh, it's my time to shine.
Yep. And he was like, do you want to sit down and have dinner with me after? I was like, yes. And then he kept looking. He dated Lindsay Lohan for a while.
Okay. And she's been in movies.
She's been in movies.
For sure.
And so I was like, maybe I could date him and I'll be an X-Men. And he was like, you have like crazy eyes for X-Men. And I was like, yeah.
You do though.
Well, thank you.
Wow. Okay.
But,
I actually.
But then he just was trying to sleep with me. And
damn it.
Should
have slept your way to the top.
I couldn't. I can't.
So many people have.
I know. But maybe if he was like good looking and sweet, but he was creepy.
Yeah. What's he look like? Can I get an image? Can I get a visual?
Please.
What's his name? Brett.
Brett Ratner. I'm so sorry, but.
Brett Ratner. Let's see.
I went out
Let's
with
see
him.
If I would sleep my way to the top with him. Nope.
I told you.
Unfortunately.
I told you.
Unfortunately, everyone's
it's
got a bar.
Be a no for me, dog. Yeah. Even That's And I was like 22 and
no, I mean,
real
he's not
like, I really wanted it.
Not enough.
No, not enough.
You didn't want it enough.
I didn't
Caitlin.
Want. That's when I was like, maybe it's not in the cards for me.
Oh my God, these are like young photos of him. Brett Ratner now.
Yeah,
sorry.
Oh, look up now.
Guess who's definitely not going to be listening to this podcast? Brett Ratner.
Yeah, he's definitely
not. You know what?
Not.
When you are an L-list celebrity like me, you could talk about whatever the fuck you want because nobody's listening.
You got to get scared though, because what if there's one
no
headline and it goes and
Shannon Ford says she would never sleep with Brett Ratner. Write it up. Write it up. Sorry, Brettsky.
You know what's so funny is he called me one time after we like went to dinner that night. He called me and then he's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm just riding the bus on my way to teach like 5-year-olds hip hop. And
were
he was like
trying on purpose to sound a little like
no!
lower to like be like, save me, help me.
No,
I'm on the bus.
I was just
actually on the bus. Okay. The bus.
And I was like, and he was like, you're riding the bus? And I was like, yeah. And then we like literally am I okay? Didn't talk after that.
No, you didn't talk after that?
No.
Do you think it was the bus that did it for him?
I think so. But do you know Chris Kattan, like from SNL?
No, nope, but here I go. I feel like I'm wildly.
He was just on Celebrity Big Brother. He's like, he used to be on SNL, like in the OG cast.
Chris Kattan.
I'm like, I'm really not trying to name
I know
drop
who this guy
these
is.
Are not cool name drops.
I didn't know his name, but I know who this is, yes.
It was me, Chris Kattan, and Brett Ratner. I have a photo of the three of us out at the club one night. And they played the song, What Is Love? And he was in The Night at the Roxbury. And we were like all doing this. And it was very iconic.
Oh,
but
gosh,
too
this
young.
Man looks
He's not well, I don't think.
Elder.
Yeah. I don't think he's well anymore.
Like he's sick.
I think so.
He looks sick. Mm-hmm. I don't wish sickness upon him, but he doesn't look well.
I saw him in the airport like 2 years ago. Jason was with me. At first, he was like, and he was like, hey.
Oh, that's nice.
But I don't know if he's just being friendly.
Yeah, could.
But I was like, he doesn't look well.
He doesn't look like memories on the forefront of his mind.
No, I don't. He's not. Oh, honey. Oh.
Listen, there's a price to pay for fame.
Yeah. Drugs will get you.
Drugs will get you. I'm very open about talking about doing drugs. Have you ever done mushrooms? We can cut this out if you don't want to talk about
I don't care. I've talked about it on my podcast. Yes. I did mushrooms at Cleo's wedding in Mexico recently.
For the first time or just in general?
It was the second time, but the first time did nothing to me.
Oh, okay.
And this time.
Are you talking about microdosing or did you eat like a cap and a stem?
Oh, it was like powder, like a handful of powder.
What?
And it was from this.
That sounds like tea people try to sell you on Instagram.
That's what it felt like.
Lion's mane.
I was like, I don't, and I didn't believe, I was like, sure, it's probably like nothing.
Did you take too much?
I didn't get sick.
Obviously.
I almost did.
She just felt ill for 48 hours and refused to throw up.
I almost got sick and I was like, will not throw up. But I was.
At a wedding? Oh no. And at your, like one of your.
But I made sure it was at the very end of the night.
Okay.
And then everybody was dancing and jumping in the pool in their dresses anyways.
Did you lick the powder? Like.
Yeah.
Like how much?
A lot.
I took way too much Molly in Ibiza.
Ooh.
And I did one of these. I went, and I have like long like crack nails. And I went like this. And I stuck my whole, like the whole, all the Molly was like covering this entirety of my finger and in my nail. Also Molly tastes like battery acid. And I was like, and like all the men that were around that were doing Molly were like,
oh no,
that's a lot.
Really?
I was like, I know. I was not fucking okay, dude. I was not okay. I am shook that I get to work with this brand because I have been a lover of their products for so long. You know me, I am the consumer. So Element is legit the queen of electrolyte replacement. It's spelled like L-M-N-T, by the way. I feel like you've probably seen it before. I got turned on to them by none other than Taylor because she was obsessed with them during her pregnancy. Biggest thing that sets them apart from the other electrolyte drink mixes, there's absolutely no sugar, zero. Just salt to replace all our lost sodium. There's no artificial ingredients. There's no coloring, no fillers, no gluten. Honestly, just no BS. The reason it's so important to have electrolytes in our system, by the way, is because it facilitates so many different functions in our body. Like, I didn't know how many things. Conductive of the nerve impulses, hormonal regulation, nutrient absorption, and fluid balance. And I know y'all know I am no scientist, and all those things sound way above my pay grade, but let me tell you what I do know. They're important. So I personally love chugging some Element mix in my water before and after. I drink way too much wine, and it's always helped me not have a headache the next day. Also, it helps with sleeplessness, so I love that because sometimes I just do not sleep good, so this is great for that. James is obsessed with Element after his workouts because when you sweat, you're losing electrolytes. It's the loss of sodium, so we got to replace that so that we do not get cramps and fatigue and all those other annoying things that come with working out. Everyone, by the way, everyone is using Element. So jump on the bandwagon, okay? Get on the train. We got pro athletes using it. We got Olympic athletes using it. Even Navy SEALs drink it, so you know it's the good stuff. Right now, Element is offering my listeners a free sample pack with any purchase. That's 8 single serving packets for free with any Element order. This is a great way to try all 8 flavors or share Element with a salty friend. Get yours at drinkelement.com/probably. The deal's only available through my link, by the way, so you have to go to drinkelement.com/probably. Also, Element offers no questions asked refunds, so try it totally risk-free. If you don't like it, share it with a salty friend and they will give you your money back, no questions asked. You've literally got nothing to lose. drinkelement.com/probably.
How long does that last?
I still feel like the effects are still in play.
I feel like it's been 82 years.
It's been 24 years. Yeah. No, I mean a day and a half. Like I was not okay for a day and a half. I was so, like the day after, I was just like this, like I was blank, which was scary for me because I feel like I'm a pretty like outgoing and like vibrant person.
Yeah, so for
and
you
I
to be like
a
ugh.
Shell.
Ooh, I don't like that.
I was a shell.
That's why I don't like drugs. I feel like I get really bad anxiety and depression after. Like,
yeah, the come down.
The come down from the mushrooms wasn't bad.
They say there's not really one, but I mean, you took too many, I guess.
I took too many, but I also had, I was drunk when I did it, and you're not supposed to drink.
Yeah, you're not supposed to.
So I was in my bridesmaid dress, and I did it, and then we're dancing, and then we all go back to the lobby, and everyone's going to get changed and go in the pool or just jump in their dresses. And all of a sudden, I was like, oh, shit, I don't feel good. Oh, and no. I was like, oh.
I'm like, actually, it's giving me anxiety because I know the feeling know. Where, like, the wave hits you where you're, like, not in control anymore, and you're like, oh, fuck.
But this is a kind of a happy ending.
Okay.
So I was freaking out, and the guy that gave them to me, he is, like, a energy healer, breath work coach.
That would have been really helpful in my yes. when I took too much Molly.
And because Jason gets paranoid, and Jason was like, are you okay? And I was like, oh, like, God. Ah. I was like, all I need you to do is just, like, embrace this with me because there's no going back.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the guy was like, you need to go to the beach. And I just walked down to the beach by myself, and I just started peeing myself walking down the beach. And then I was like, well, I might as well go in the ocean. And I just walked in the ocean in my dress.
At night?
Yep.
Weren't even afraid of sharks even a little bit?
Nope, not even a little bit. I would have thought they were beautiful. I probably would have tried to kiss them on the mouth. That's the waves were like rolling in, and I was like, this is the most beautiful thing. And then I just started laughing hysterically because I was like, I know how crazy I am right now.
That's so funny.
And I like felt the sand, and I like laid there and just like looked at the stars, and then I went in the pool, and then I went to bed.
And then just like you got sleepy and you did go to bed. Yeah. That is a very happy ending.
Yeah.
So you just had like a moment of panic.
A moment of panic.
I had this moment and I talk about it. Actually, I get like a really visceral when I retell the story, and Anna Grace, obviously, is like your body. She tells me that like my intuition is through like actual bodily feelings.
Yeah.
So like, and I've gone to another psychic before too that told me like when people say like I have a gut feeling, he's like your gut feelings are like very intense for a reason. Like always follow them, but not like a thought, but like physically in your gut. Like if you're like, I feel ill about this, like there's a reason.
Yeah.
So anyways, I sometimes when I retell the story, I get like a visceral like bowel movement feeling where I'm like, I feel like I could have diarrhea from retelling the story. But when I did too many mollies. When I did too many meths or mollies, whatever it was, I accidentally did meth in Tulum. Yeah.
Meth. Well,
Kat and Worth were there, but they had left like the day before.
Did you just get off someone from the beach or something?
It was a bathroom attendant. So like super quick, like,
oh God.
Delulu. what was I thinking?
A bathroom attendant
was like, we have this stuff. And I was like, perfect.
Oh my gosh. I would never.
Because like, I wasn't.
I'm not judging you, but I would never. I don't yuck your yum.
Nobody should ever. Like, and here's the thing, like, I in my head I was like, I would never take cocaine or like, so I was thinking like hard, like heroin. Like I was like, I'm not getting gross drugs from bathroom attendant. I'm doing like fun drugs like Molly. Like, bitch,
meth. That is so scary.
They just saw me and were like, we'll market this as Molly. Like, yeah. So no, it was terrible. Whatever, I can dive into that another time. But when I did too much Molly, I tried to lean in so hard because like I knew I did it right.
Yeah.
And so like I remember the lights when the lights went like from like they just went crazy. They're like bing bong boom. Yeah. And I was like, whoa, the lights look crazy now. And then all of a sudden the music that was like all of a sudden went to and I was like weird. And then I was like, oh, it hit. And then I had this like rush of panic, like I could like sweat thinking about it.
Yeah.
And then I was like, you took the drugs, you want to feel this way. You took the drugs, you want to feel this way. You like it. And then I was like, yeah, the lights are cool. But like really inside, I was like, the lights are stressing me out. Then I was like, no, the music sounds better. And then I was like, the music is stressing me out. And then like people were like laughing in the background. Like they were like, ha ha ha.
All of a sudden they're clowns.
Yeah. To me, they were like,
ha, 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 ha. Oh my God, I hate
and
it.
And I was like, oh, like my hands were just like, into rigor mortis. I was like, I am so stressed out.
Oh my gosh, no.
And then, it wasn't Anna Grace wasn't there. That would have been a fantastic. But there was this like, I still call her. I think I actually recently talked to her and she was like, yeah, you can say my name at the beginning. I was like, I won't say your name, but her name was Marley. And I should always like shout her out because she literally just like came up to me and was like, had a piece of ice in her hand and like put it on my wrist and was like, are you okay? And I was like, yeah, I'm fine. Cause like didn't know her and I didn't want to be the weirdo.
Yeah.
And she was like, okay, like you good? Talk to me. And I was like, yeah, I'm fine. I think I'm about to have a panic attack.
Oh,
and
no.
She was like, okay. And I was like, actually, I think I'm gonna throw up. And she was like, okay. She was like, no worries. She was like, let's go to the bathroom. Angel. And like, she wasn't like, oh shit, you're about to throw up. She was
that's Jason.
Yeah.
I need a Marley.
Yeah. Marley was, I'm like, Marley and me, like, I'm literally gonna be my first child Marley. But she was just like, oh, no worries. She's like, let's go to the bathroom. And I was like, okay. And she was like, yeah, it's right over this way. Let's go. And I was like, okay. She was like my shaman of doing too much Molly.
What an angel.
No, she was. And then I just like, projectile vomited, sorry.
Oh, you did.
So much. And then she was like, oh my God, you're fine. It's the come up. Like, this happens sometimes. And she's like,
and then you were fine?
She's like, you're going to feel really grateful after this. And I was like, okay. And then afterwards, it was the craziest thing. I was like, I'm so grateful for you, Marley. I'm so grateful for you, Marissa. Yeah. I'm so grateful for everyone in my life. And then I was like, I'm going to throw up again.
No.
Oh, no. And the panic came back. Yeah, no, it just kept going from like here to here to here. And then Marissa, we were together on this trip. She did not do drugs. Yeah. And she's just looking at me and I'm like, okay, so... she's probably like, oh my God, you're freaking me out. And then she said I like couldn't stop smiling. Like I just had this like perma like she took a photo of me. It's so creepy.
Sorry,
I'm retelling podcast stories, but maybe you guys haven't heard this one in a while. But yeah,
alcohol and me, yes, drugs and me, no. But
I'm like a Pokemon, like I gotta catch them all. Like I just wanna try them all once.
That is good for you. I'm not as adventurous with drugs. Like
meth,
I
don't try it.
I won't.
Personal preference,
I
never gonna do that again.
I did cocaine when I was like 18 and I like hated it.
Yeah, people like me, and I kind of am gonna go ahead and say people like you, I don't think we're meant to do cocaine.
I don't think cocaine.
People don't like me when I do Adderall. I don't think people would like me if I did cocaine.
I can't do Adderall either. I can't.
People are like, you are not the person I know
like
and like.
Weed gummies all day.
Yeah, fun.
Love a weed gummy. Love any kind of gummy, but like the harsh stuff.
Yeah.
I'm tough. Like, blah!
I'm like, yeah. Yeah, no.
Yeah, and then the next day I'm like, cool. I don't want to be on this earth.
Yeah, no, it's the come downs are really rough ski.
Yeah, it's not for me.
It's not for me either. My face sheet mask game has elevated majorly. I'm talking self-care to the max, baby. And there's quite literally nothing that I love more than binge watching a show while I sit with a little sheet mask on my face to give myself a little relaxation and also have amazing skincare working in action while I do it. MediHeal is absolutely going to be your one-stop shop for every amazing mask you can think of. They've gone viral for a couple of them, and they're currently Korea's number one best-selling sheet mask brand. My personal faves are the collagen essential mask because it's going to lift and firm you, and we all want our skin to be firm, don't we? Yes. Yes, we do. They've also added like 3 times more collagen actives than MediHeal's first generation mask for an even more intensive firming effect. So it's going to be leaving your skin so youthful and so bouncy looking. MediHeal also added a bottle of extra serum to their award-winning NMF Amipool mask. This mask is going to instantly relieve dry skin and it's going to boost hydration, leaving you moisturized with a dewy, glowy skin effect. And I personally have the world's driest skin, even in the warm summer months. So the Amipool mask has been a game changer for me. Listen, do yourself a favor and up your skincare game with MediHeal's sheet masks. You will not be disappointed. Visit MediHeal's official Amazon store and save 35% on select sheet mask 10 packs. 10 of them. Enter code PROBABLY at checkout. Oh, and also totally go enter MediHeal's TikTok giveaway. It's so good. They're giving away so many masks. Go to MediHeal US on TikTok and enter to win their 30 mask giveaway valued at $70. All you have to do to enter is follow MediHeal US on TikTok and like their giveaway post to enter to win. 3 lucky winners will be selected. So go make all your friends do it too so that you can be chilling with your new fancy face masks. Duh. I wrote all these actually very legit notes and we've covered none of them. So
that's always how I do.
Why don't we dive in? Okay, wait, I did talk to you about Amanda's podcast and I want to reference it one more time because also I feel like when I had Amanda on my podcast, I went and listened to She's Not Skinny But Not Fat, and she had done the Skinny Confidentials podcast, yeah. And I listened to it, and I remember I was posting about it, and she was going to come on my podcast the next day, and she was like, what are you doing, homework? And I was like, yeah. And she's like, what? And I don't take my podcast that seriously. Like, yeah. I'm not the homework notes kind of gal.
Yeah.
But I do, when I have someone, like, important, I never want to, like, ask them the same questions that they get asked 1,000 times.
Yeah.
Like I don't really want to sit here and be like, so, The Bachelor, like,
right.
How did that all get started? Because, like, you could Google you and probably find, like, a podcast where you talk about that.
Yeah, so, I talk about it a lot.
I obviously want to talk about that, but
yeah, of course
we can't actually. I don't really have much on here except for that you're so initiated and ingrained into podcast nation. I'm like, did you ever picture that for your life? Like dating Jason, like, were you really like, well, I'm going to go back to Bachelor Nation one more time, just somewhere again?
Oh, I don't care.
No, but like you were like, you just liked Jason, or were you like, Bachelor Nation just feels comforting to me?
No, I wanted nothing to do with it.
Okay, that was my question. Oh, I'm like, no, I feel like you didn't mean to.
I found my journal the other day that I've been looking for, and it was in the back of my filing cabinet. I found it 2 days ago.
You have a filing cabinet?
I do.
You're 38.
I know.
My dad said to me the other day, I was pulling some document out that he needed for something. He was like, where was that? In a drawer? And I was like, yeah. He was like, you've got to get a filing cabinet.
Okay.
And make sure it's fireproof.
But, yeah, that's true.
No, I should have a filing cabinet.
It goes to show how much I use it because I have been looking for this journal for years. And I couldn't find it. And so I got a new assistant and she was like, let me file this for you. And I was like, okay. And then I was like, my journal, where I literally opened it and I was like, yes, because I've been telling Jason that I had this written down. He's like, no, you didn't. Why? It literally says, I do not want to date anyone from Bachelor Nation. I do not want to date any influencer. I do not want to date anyone that like cares about climbing a ladder or wants to start a podcast. Like all the things that he literally was.
It's so funny because I, on this podcast, so not a super hard journal to find, said, I was like, yeah, my ex-boyfriend, I'd really like him to be like a corporate lawyer, yeah, or like someone that just doesn't, who's like, who are you? What do you do? That's funny. Okay.
Yeah.
Like I was like, that's what I like, realistically, that would probably never work out. Like,
yeah, I know. That's so, then when I started talking to Jason and I was like, well, because I was turned on because I was like, oh, he's in corporate America.
Fair.
I was that, like, he's a banker. VP
anytime of, James talks about like numbers, I'm like, you know how to count.
Yeah,
hot.
Yeah, I was the same way. And then he was like, yeah, I think I'm gonna take up like brand deals. And I was like, oh no,
we're slipping away.
And then I was like, I guess I can't say no to that, because like, why wouldn't you? And then he was like, I think I'm gonna start a podcast. And I was like, oh no,
you're like, the journal, where's the journal?
And then I was like, I specifically had this on my like non-negotiables.
That's like, I feel like Joe from The Bachelor. I was like, oh, he's like hotter because he just wants to be a chef and make pasta sauce. Like, he doesn't care about fame, but like, he does. Like,
yeah, he just went on a show called The Goat.
Yeah,
I'm greatest, like, reality stars of all time.
Yeah. Like, I'm like, you do. But yeah, like, yeah, there's something about like the image. I'm like, oh, he just happened to find his way onto this show.
Yeah.
Where he had to be interviewed really, 7 times
before
he really
does seem like he doesn't give a shit.
Yeah,
which he doesn't, and somehow he does at the same time, which is how he thinks about me, because I just had him on the podcast and that's what he said about me. He's like, I always thought you didn't give a shit, but you do, but you don't. And I'm like, that is very accurate.
Do you know what I think you are? And I hope this for myself as well. I think that we, and actually I had this written down in my notes. Let's read it verbatim. I think I wrote down, I was actually going to reference something that you posted on Instagram. It's actually not that important. But I liked how you just like addressed something and then like kept it moving. You weren't like, okay, how to like, from a strategic like standpoint, like really strategize this. You were like, you know what? Like, I didn't realize this meant that. And like, I'm so sorry. And like, just so you guys know, if you ever make the same mistake as me, like, this is what it means. And like, wow, I'm so glad y'all told me. Always tell me stuff, by the
right.
way. It was very like, because I think, and there's this quote I saw, I think I'm sure on Instagram, where it said, cool will kill you.
Yeah.
Like the cool factor, like I really try in my life to just be passionate, insane, and just like truly myself and give my all. And I know that there are so many people out there that are like so turned off by that.
Right.
And that's fine, because like those people will always like be turned off by that. They're like not my people.
Always.
But like, I really think the act of trying to be cool will kill you.
I don't get
you're trying to be cool vibes from you at all. So I think maybe that's what Joe meant. Like, you're never trying to be too cool for anyone or
it's
anything
like the best
or any
compliment anyone's situation ever given me, because I've got some weird thing where I'm actually, you know how I said I have therapy after this?
Yeah.
That's actually something I should bring up. I'm like so turned off by people who think they're cool to the point where I like,
same,
hate them.
Same.
Like, so sometimes if I'm driving my Bronco, I'm like, don't look at me, I'm not trying to be cool. Like, I actually just really like the car. Like, I feel embarrassed because I think people are gonna think I'm thinking I'm cool when I really just
car. I just got that vintage truck literally for attention. And I like, I will do anything for attention, but I'm also like really self-aware.
Yeah.
But like, I was driving it was like stalling. I was like hot because like the wind, it's not like you're super cool souped up like redone like $4 million Bronco. Like, mine's like genuinely just a fucking like old car. And I was like sweating and I was like, god damn it, you've got to stop doing stuff for attention. Like, you've got to, like, it's too much.
Oh, I used to be like that. I used to want attention all the time. And so I still sometimes do. There's still times where I love attention.
No, but I also do have this like genuine like country mouse era inside of me where like, I was like, I can do this. Like, I actually, like, the couple friends that have been in my car with me are like, damn, you really just backed that up like really well. And I'm like, yeah, my dad would like have taught me that. Like,
totally.
You know, so like, there's a part of me that wanted it and for the right reasons, but there's so many other parts that wanted it for the wrong reasons. But yeah, I just think like, I agree with you. Like, people that are trying so motherfucking hard to be cool, it's like
so like transparent. You're like, I see right through what you're
doing.
And
transactional. I'm like, you're trying to be cool, so I think you're cool, so then I'll then do this. They're like people that are chameleons for like situations.
Yeah.
That can change that much. When I witness someone be one way with me and one way with another, I'm not like, oh my god, how cool, you can fit in with anyone. I'm like, odd. Weird. You just like shapeshifted to fit into this situation. That's funky.
It is funky.
I don't like that. Yeah.
And same thing with like people who try too hard to be relatable. Like,
gag
I
me.
Hate that too, when people are like, oh, relatable is like what's working on TikTok right now, so I'm gonna just be like, but then it's trying too hard to be relatable.
Well, it's so obvious. I'm sorry. Yeah, it's obvious.
So obvious. I hate it.
It's really, really obvious. Yeah. It's very obvious. Okay, there was this line, and I know you're a Swiftie like me, right?
I am a Swiftie.
Okay. So you said this on Amanda's podcast, and it gave me the same vibes as All Too Well, 10-minute version, obviously. It gave me the same vibes. You know that line where she says, she's talking about like her dad.
Yeah.
And it says, like, you charmed my dad with self-effacing jokes, but then he watched me watch the front door all night willing you to come, and he said it's supposed to be fun turning 21.
Yeah.
You said something on Amanda's podcast where you were like, it was the day you met Jason.
Yeah.
And you were like, no one really knew that you and Sean had like really broken up, and like you were in this Uber and you were FaceTiming your dad and you were bawling crying, and the Uber driver's like, never let someone speak to you like that because you're on the phone with Sean. And I was just like, damn, I feel like you were like, to the outside world, like top of the world, and then, but realistically, like your father and like your Uber driver stranger was like, oh my God, this broken bird.
Yes.
So like, it's just, it gave me like that vibe.
That I was a broken little bird.
Which you're afraid of birds. I got them tattooed. We talked about this when we were in London together. Yeah. I was like, wait, talk to me about these tattoos you got of birds, even though you're really afraid of birds.
I'm so stupid. See, this is where I'm like, see, still dumb.
No, I like them. They suit you.
That's even happening like now in my life, which is interesting because I still am like, have moments of feeling broken or scared or anxiety. And now I just am 37 where I go, holy shit, 27-year-old Caitlin would have handled this so differently.
Yeah.
And even like 30-year-old Caitlin would have handled this so differently. And that's why I get excited to turn 40 for those reasons. Because I'm like, I can handle anything. And so even when I'm like a broken little bird now, I'm like, but I know I'll be okay.
Yeah. And you've gone through so much. You're like, I know I'll make it to the other side.
Yeah. Even if I go even lower from here or hit even more rock bottom, like I know I'm still going to be okay, which is crazy.
That's a really when you can get to the place where you like see the light at the end of the tunnel and you know it's there. And I know that's like a struggle for a lot of people to remind themselves of the light at the end of the tunnel. But like when you can like convince yourself, even if you're faking it till you make it, like, I will come out on the other side. I will come out on the other side. That's like a really special place to find yourself in.
That's where I am.
Because you can always like get through, and like, you know, you're not saying there's not going to be a fucking roller coaster on the way to the light, but like to know that the light is there and it's obtainable is a really good place to be in.
Yeah, like no matter what happens, I just feel like it could go so, everything could go so south, and I still would believe that there's light at the end of the tunnel, a reason why. But I mean, I've spent a week, I've done 11 now years of therapy. I did a week in Hoffman, which is all God, 13 to 15 hours of child work.
My friend told me to do that.
It's bananas. Yeah. It's like the most enlightening thing I've ever done.
She was like,
life.
After 2 days, I called everyone and was like, or like forced them to give me access to a phone and then told them I wanted to leave, come pick me up. And like everyone in my life was like, you should just stay one more day and see if you can do it.
And she
then
did.
She was like, and it changed my life.
The
forever.
Third day's the break.
Day
two, I was like, why am I here? This is crazy. Yeah. And day three, I was like crying in like somebody's arms, like being rocked literally. Back and forth. And I was like, I see the light.
Yeah.
Like it was crazy. And now I do once a week, this girl, Courtney, she's in Canada. We do these yoga sessions where we do like crazy breathing and then we punch air.
Is she the one that messaged you?
Yes.
About the free flowing journaling?
Yes.
Oh my God. Okay, we can end the podcast here because we've almost been talking for an hour, but I wanted to bring that up.
Yes.
Okay, because you just posted about this and I messaged you.
Yes.
And I was like, you know, I always like, I'm like perpetually on Instagram. I should really like take a break, but won't. And so I like was reading, I just like, if I see like a long, people, sometimes people scroll past when they see like a long thing, I'm like, a novel? Perfect.
Especially if it's from someone that doesn't usually novel.
Yeah. And I'm like, going to. So like I read it intently and it was talking about like I really enjoyed it. It was like, you know, you should just like sit down, you should just write free flow, whatever comes to your mind next. And if the next line is I don't know what to write next, write that down, just free write. And I was like, oh, spiritual, I love it. I might not do it, but I love it. And then I died laughing at the next part that was like, explain the next part.
So, and we did that at Hoffman too, the free flow writing where you just write. We actually did it for an hour and
so
we
long.
Had to just not stop. And it was just pages and pages of whatever.
I'm left-handed. There'd be so much ink on my hand.
Oh, see, and I get hand cramps and like,
fair.
I hold the pen really tight and it's a whole thing.
Do you clench your jaw?
I clench my jaw. That's why I get Botox there.
Oh, it's, nice.
Ugh, it hurts to even do that. But so this girl was like, do 10 minutes of, put on a timer, put on this song, and do 10 minutes of what I know is true.
And it was like a really nice, like, song.
It's Gold Mom or something. I can't remember.
Gorgeous. It was a gorgeous song. Yeah.
So I just wrote for 10 minutes what I know is true. And then she was like, and then put on AC/DC Thunderstruck. And for the whole song, sit in a squat position and punch the air. Whole song. And I was laughing, then crying, then punching, then I was mad.
It was hilarious reading it. I pictured everything you're saying right now. Not even just you. Like, I pictured anyone doing that.
It was hilarious. I was like, oh. My dogs were like, what's this bitch doing?
What the fuck is she doing?
But then she said, after that, you just interlock your fingers and you rock back and forth while sitting on your butt. And she goes, now what emotion comes up? And I said, weirdly, it was after the ACD song. I go, weirdly, I'm mad. And then I went, wait, I didn't do the last part. And I started doing this. And then after that, she goes, now just journal for another 5 minutes, whatever comes out.
How long did you do the finger guns rock back and forth?
Just for like
very odd to
20
me.
Seconds.
Oh, okay.
And it was still to the end of ACDC it was supposed to be. So I re-put it back on.
Oh, okay.
And then I journaled and it was, she goes, and that's your truth. And it was all like after being angry and then doing that, then my truth came out. And she was wow. like, yeah, it was so powerful.
Okay. I know you just posted on your Instagram, like what to do the instructions and we're saying this now, but like, I need you to do like I need a visual.
I will send you the one she sent me. She was like, sorry, I'm just gardening, but here. And I was like, oh my God.
Of course, by the way, of course she is.
She's gardening. And she just sent me another journal prompt because we're working together tomorrow. So I'll share that with you too.
I
think I'm going to turn my Instagram into like a spiritual, like, grow with me into like I'm gonna just be
I think
a tree
you should
in 10 years.
You should just be a shaman in case I ever do too much Molly again.
I will. I'll do that for you. Perfect. As long as you don't throw up. Please don't throw up.
Oops. I feel like I'm gonna throw up. Okay.
Well, I feel like it started with that and we're ending with
yeah, you know, it's a great place to end. I'm gonna have some more rosé and hopefully not vomit.
Please don't.
Cheers. This is empty. It's bad luck. It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you for this gorgeous Spades and Sparrows wine.
Thank you for having me, and also thank you for drinking my rosé and not throwing up.
I would never throw this
it's
up.
Low sugar. All my wines are low sugar too.
Sugary stuff makes me feel sicky, so this me is gonna too. Be fantastic. This is dry, it's crisp, it's cold. I love it.
Notes of
Spades and Sparrows.
Notes
thanks
of whatever
coming.
The fuck you smell and taste.
Truly. Cheers. Love you.